You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business.
Another really cool thing we're going to talk about in the money and business category is how to make a good business great. Really, really great. So let's say you have a good business. You're finally rocking. You're rocking and rolling. Money's coming in. You have customers. You're doing pretty well. Your business is progressing. How do you make a good business great? How do you really take things to the next level? How do you make it absolutely the business you always dreamed of? Well, there's a few specific things that you can do. The first, number one, pay attention to details. We all can do this. I'm doing it even when I know I have to do things better. I'm doing it as I'm launching this show and this network, Believe. We have tens of thousands of people, and I knew I was doing things wrong and things were not perfect. And I'm paying attention to all those little things that I can improve on and we can improve on, and different people that are becoming reporters, and we're going to talk about that in a little while, for our company and everything going on. And paying attention to details, when you have a business and you're trying to make it a good, take it from a good business to a great business, it's kind of like this. It's like, are you paying attention to every single thing? How could your product improve? How could you produce the product for less money? How could you hire better employees at a lower cost that are more loyal, that do a better job? How could we be better as managers? How could we feel better so we're better managers or owners? We'll get into that. But the first thing is simply paying attention to every single detail and some of the things you're not going to be able to get to. I'm not going to spend millions of dollars right now on a set and things like that. So some of it, you have to go, again, step by step. But paying attention and really getting serious about every small detail. And how do you do that? You pay attention to what others are doing, even if they're slightly in a different category than you are. You can look at their process, their graphics, their video. And if you're not a graphics person, if you're not a video person, you don't really develop websites and you don't even really know what good or bad is, ask somebody that does. Ask multiple people that do. Find out what a priority is for your buyer, your customers that you're trying to help and improve their lives with your product or service. And find somebody, if it's a website and you don't really know much about websites or what makes a good or bad website and you think everything's great, find out from people that really know what's important. If that's something that makes your customer buy and you know that and you think everything's under control, make sure. If you don't work with websites, chances are we could improve that, right? So find out what is quality. What defines quality in every single category of your business, including your follow-up process, including, you know, how you're thanking your customers after they buy. How you're getting customers, where to get more customers, how to get them at a lesser cost. Every single detail, you can make a list line by line. And I made an online business blueprint, but it really applies to any business because almost every business has an aspect that's online right now. And every single part we went over in that blueprint, you can find it on YouTube or iTunes or our website, believe.love. That's our website. Every single part, you can go step by step and pay attention to the details. The second thing is, so that's paying attention to the details. It's number one. Number two, Call people back. Call people back. Communicate. I can't tell you. In 12 years, since 2004, it's 2016 now, 2004, I've talked to hundreds of businesses and spent seven figures, millions of dollars on buying products and services from other companies. And I can tell you that above 50%, or maybe right at 50%, let's be conservative, 40 to 60%, something like that. They didn't get my money because they simply didn't follow up. That's it. They didn't answer the questions that a customer might have. It's almost like they didn't want to make money. And a lot of times that comes from employees. Maybe it's not their money, so they're not so worried about it. And so if you have employees, you have to make sure that they're just as worried about your money, if you're the owner, as you are. And if you're taking investors' money, you should treat it like your own. You should treat it like your own. Because a lot of companies that get investment, they blow the money and they're out of business. And it's really because when it's your own money, if that money's gone, you're going to have a tough time in life. You're going to lose your life. You're going to lose your house. You're going to lose different things. If you really, really have put a lot into things, that's going to make you work harder, definitely, right? So call people back, follow up, answer their questions, ask what else they would like to know. And chances are, if you're dealing with somebody that is a serious customer, they're going to have a lot of questions because they know that a lot of things, it's an amazing thing. It's a very positive thing when something works seamlessly and it just works and everything is going well. So they're going to be, you know, that's part of this show, Believe. We're bringing everything into harmony, all those tough things to deal with, and I have to do it. Doing the show is motivation for me to be satisfied with the world. So if somebody is a customer and you're selling something that costs a lot of money, for example, they're going to have a lot of questions if they're paying attention to details themselves. So we have to answer those questions, and we have to do it in a timely manner, and we have to make sure our salespeople are doing that. We have to follow up and leave them with absolutely no doubt that you're going to answer everything that they're asking. That's how you know you're safe. And I can tell you, half of companies that are very large, talking about multi-million dollar companies, at least half don't even follow up. And they're leaving money on the table just with communication. And that happens on the web with small companies, but also with large companies as well. Follow up. The third thing is, and this relates to number two, do what you say you're going to do all the time, 100% of the time. If you want to make a good business great, good businesses sort of do what they say they're going to do, because there are so many companies that people sort of have to accept that sometimes. Sometimes if you order something on Amazon, people don't even want to bother with returning it because they're just thinking, my God, it's a hassle to return this. I don't even want to deal with it. And so they're chalking that up to doing business with Amazon, doing business online. They're just kind of giving in. So if you're a company that does what they say all the time, and you do that with when you pay people, and you know, you expect that as well, and you're following up with your customers and doing what you're saying you're going to do, doing that with employees, doing that with everybody, and you're under-promising and over-delivering, you're going to stick out. You're going to go from good to great. And that's how we all want to be. All of us can do a better job of that. All of us. We all can. So doing what you say you're going to do. The final thing that most people don't pay attention to is being happier yourself. Being happier yourself. You want to go from making a good business great. This seems like common sense, but is it really common sense? Are you really working at an optimal level in terms of happiness? Are you really happy? I hope you are. Are you making other people happy? I hope you are, because I know that I've felt when I'm even working on something that's going amazing and I get something. I was on hold with PayPal for an hour today and I was really excited about this show and how things are going. We have some amazing things coming. We have some great guests coming up and future episodes. I'm so excited. Some big, big things going on that you should be excited about as well, because you are this show, believe. But all of a sudden, I'm on hold for an hour, and it blows my mind, the inefficiency. And we'll get into that in future shows. We'll talk about what we can do for that, because I know some things to do, and I did do what I needed to do to get balance again and forgive myself, forgive the situation, just for letting things get to me, right? But are we taking every opportunity to make people happy around us and to really, really make the customers happy and to be happy ourselves? And I'm going to show you something from a book for our YouTube viewers, and I'm going to read it. How to Win Friends and Influence People. Just a short passage. But this is a book by Dale Carnegie, and I know I'm mentioning this a lot, but I like things for free. So believefreebook.com, you can get this audiobook for free, and you try it with Audible. They give you a trial, but you don't have to actually buy anything. You just get a free book, and you try their service for 30 days as well. And How to Win Friends and Influence People. You can also buy it on Amazon.com for like $2 and get it shipped to you. So How to Win Friends and Influence Money How to Win Friends and Influence People. I don't know if I've been saying that. It's actually late where I am right now. It's an amazing book. And it's amazing for a lot of reasons, but I want to actually, it teaches us how to deal with tough situations, because Dale Carnegie is a writer and he's kind of like, he's not a softy. In a way, maybe sometimes I'm like that, meaning like he doesn't seem like he's going to be positive about people. He tells it like it is. He's a realist. But at the same time, he shows us a positive way to deal with people and deal with situations for everybody's benefit. But he's not a pushover. He's talking about reality. And the first chapter really talks about people care about themselves and what's in it for them, right? So being happy yourself, here's an example. I want to look at the top paragraph here to illustrate. This is on page 18 of his book. To illustrate, a man with 314 employees joined one of these courses. He's talking about his course. For years, he had driven and criticized and condemned his employees without a stint of discretion. By the way, this is an old school book in the 30s, I believe, but it's really, really good. It's one of the best business books you can possibly read. I highly recommend it. Kindness, words of appreciation, and encouragement were alien to his lips. After studying the principles discussed in this book, this employer sharply altered his philosophy of life. His organization is now inspired with a new loyalty, a new enthusiasm, a new spirit of teamwork. 314 enemies have been turned into 314 friends. They've been turned into 314 friends. I mentioned it's late. I can still read. but barely, right?
As he proudly said in a speech before the class, "When I used to walk through my establishment, no one greeted me. My employees actually looked the other way when they saw me approaching. But now they are all my friends, and even the janitor calls me by my first name."
So we can see Dale Carnegie and How to Win Friends and Influence People. And hopefully I've been saying that title right this whole time. I actually can't remember if I said it correctly the first time I brought it up. How to Win Friends and Influence People, not Influence Money. Although in a way, you are influencing money. Because when you're happy with yourself, when you have a good effect on others, and I have to really work at this myself, but that can turn a good business into great. Ultimately, it doesn't really matter how much money you make. It matters how much people, how much you're really changing the world. Money is an illusion. We'll talk about that in future shows. We all need it to live, but beyond survival, it's sort of like, and beyond our family survival, we want the best for our families. But true success has to do with what that employer in Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, what that employer was talking about. 314 friends. And I have been so numbed at times by inefficiency. So, I mentioned this in a previous episode, but Steve Jobs in the movie, I believe it's called Jobs with Ashton Kutcher, that movie. There's a couple Steve Jobs movies, right? The one with Ashton Kutcher as the actor. He's young and he's going crazy. He's going crazy. He's not satisfied with anything. And I've been there. Literally, I've been there. And so for me to trust people, and we're going to talk about in the future, trust is the most important currency we can have. Right? So when we can trust them, we can teach people things and we can be thankful and lift them up. And that's why I'm making my entire life to lift you up. So that's how you make a good business great. Those are really important things for all of us, for me, for you, and I really hope it helps you.